grandchildren. Did you know that they can start driving before they're 17? There are special off-road tracks that they can go on. Well, let's find out more now from Keith Gambles, who runs Wokingham Driving School. Hi, Keith.
Good morning.
What's this then about being able to drive before 17?
Well, special. It's an opportunity. People, when they get to 17, are keen to learn to drive. So it gives them a heads up. It's a bit of fun. It's a controlled environment where there's no other car to worry about apart from maybe another learner on the track.
So are people more easy to control at that age, do you find then?
No. No, not really. They're keen to have a go. Those that come along are normally very excited. If I wanted to, they're very, very shy and very, very worried. And maybe they're a bit more pliable because they're not quite as opinionated as maybe the average 17-year-old.
Right.
No, you get all types, and they have a good time, and they don't have to worry about hitting other cars or the curb or worrying about pedestrians and dogs and things. They can just go on and have a good time. They've got a car with dual controls, just like they would have when they're 17. There's no one else to worry about, and we can just stop where we want. Let them go, right, we'll just stop and talk about it rather than trying to find somewhere nice and safe and pull up on the left like you would on a real road.
And is this something that parents could do? Could they go to these special off-road tracks?
No, probably not. I mean, I rent my track off the government, off the MOD. So if you can find a place, that one or two people do let parents go on there, I think. Well, no, we do it with dual control, so we do the teaching, we've got the control, and if it goes wrong, we can jump in and save the day, which obviously a parent can't do.
Yeah, how often, Keith, does your foot hover over that brake on your dual controls? Because I had a cousin that was a driving instructor. By day, he was the mildest man in the car. He was lovely. But at night, he used to shout out in his sleep, left brake, ah! And my cousin, and then he had to give it up in the end because it was just, but he could control it during the day, but at night,
yeah,
all the stress came out.
It can take over your life. No, I don't hover that close. During training, we kind of learn to read what's happening. We read the pupil, we read the road, and we know when to bring our foot up. Otherwise, you get a very sore leg hovering over the brake all the time. We can get there very quickly.
Right.
It's not a problem.
And in the pandemic, how's it been going? I presume it's all masks in the cars now and everything, is it?
Yeah, obviously during lockdown, didn't work at all. When we went back, it's masks, it's hand sanitizer, it's wipe everything down in between each lesson. I've got seat covers, so everything's wiped down in between, sprayed down, put in the bag, put in the boot, double bag, thrown away when I get home. Masks changed after every lesson. The students wear masks, they hand sanitize before they get in. It's not been a huge problem, to be honest. We just get on. We're just really, really busy because we had 10 weeks of no one doing lessons.
And in terms of lessons, is your main business people that have hit 17 and instantly want to learn to drive, or is it quite a spectrum of ages of people?
Quite a spectrum. I mean, obviously, 17-year-olds are the main bread and butter of the driving instructor industry. But since the pandemic, a lot of other people have thought, actually, I don't want to go on public transport anymore. It'd be really nice to be able to drive myself. So we're getting inquiries from slightly older people. We've got people who've come into this country from elsewhere who've got to get trained up to drive in the UK and get a UK licence. So I get those sort of people. One or two older people who've not driven for a few years, maybe their partner used to do driving, now they've got to take over. And they're a bit nervous. So we take nervous people out as well. And we do motorway lessons as well. People haven't been on the motorway for a long time.
That's interesting. And we've got Road Safety Awareness Week coming up, haven't we? 16th of November. That starts. Will you be doing things for that?
I was hoping that they'd be running the Winter Carnival. But obviously that's all been scrapped this year. So I had it all intended to run a base there to talk about it. But I'll do more stuff on social media and obviously talk to my students about it as well. Hopefully get stuff back up to their parents to make them understand it's not just 17-year-olds have to drive safely, it's the existing drivers have to take responsibility for being safe as well.
Yeah, I suppose one of the biggest changes in recent years, and I really notice this, is this silence of electric cars. Do you have to build that in now, you know, into your teaching that, I don't know, in an electric car, do you have to do anything different?
Well, I don't teach manual and all electric cars are automatics at the moment. I haven't really cut across teaching in electric. From a driver's perspective, they look and sound the same. I think it's the pedestrian point of view that the silence is a little bit more eerie and uncanny, that you're not hearing a car come along.
Yeah.
I think pedestrians have to be a little bit more aware. And I guess the drivers have to be more aware of the fact that they're driving this silent beast down a road.
That's what I mean, almost in a way, that if you're in that type of car, you have to almost be aware that people might not hear you in the ways that they used to.
Absolutely. But I think any driver has a responsibility to be looking out for the vulnerable road users. So whether you're driving a really loud, noisy motorbike or a very posh electric car that people don't hear, you as a driver still should be looking out. And road safety week is all about that. It's keeping the speed down. It's not going faster than the speed limit. It's thinking about getting there on time in one piece rather than trying to get there only a few minutes earlier by going much faster.
Now, I did my driving test many, many moons ago, and there wasn't a theory test back then, thankfully. The rules are changing again, though, on the theory tests, aren't they?
Yeah, so when you did your driving test, you were asked about five questions of the highway code, weren't you, at the end of the test? What's this bit? Yeah. So that changed a few years back into an online theory, and that's been going for quite a few years now, and they've just changed it, I think, it was last month. It used to be lots of questions on the highway code and driving would be asked with multiple choice answers. Then they'd run a little video of some driving scenario and ask you four or five questions about that.
Okay.
It wasn't a video, no, it was just written words. You'd read a passage and then they'd ask you questions. And what they discovered is people don't always work very well for that. We're not all that type of learner. But in real life, you're watching the road, you see a situation, then you can ask a question on it. So they've changed it now to the video. You watch a video of a particular driving scenario, then they ask you three questions about that, which you answer, which is better for those who aren't necessarily academic in the way they learn. It's much more real life. You drive down a road, you see a situation, and you react to it.
That makes much more sense. I always clearly remember my dad teaching me, and we were driving along, and he suddenly said, right, you've got a solid white line on your side, and there's dashes on the other side. What does that mean? And I went, oh, I don't know. Anyway, stop the car, get out. And because I didn't, so in a way, I had the harshest of theory test drivers in the car with me. Do you find parents can be sort of quite strict and harsh?
Yes, they can. We have two types of parents. Parents who won't go near the car at all, won't have the kids out. Those are taken out and are very good, and those that become probably stricter than us, but they tend to focus on the wrong things. They're very good at getting the kids in the car and want to get them reversing, and I'm still trying to get them driving a straight line. they'll try and jump the gun. Dads especially like to get their children doing things the way they would do it. And parents don't always plan so far ahead. Oh, turn left here. Whereas I'd be saying, at the end of the road, we're going to turn left. What are you going to do next? So your parents can be off-putting because they expect people to do things their way very quickly. I think we all tend to forget how long it took us to learn to do something, be it school doing maths or driving a car, whatever it might be. We took time, but we forget we can now do it easily and we just can't do it easy, which is why the professional, we're trained how to do that and to take our time and be a bit more, what's the word, systematic about how we take things forward.
You seem very calm, Keith. I like the sound of you. Just before you go, settle one thing from my driving days with my dad.
Oh, dear.
Are you meant to come up the gears, or do you just go, like, straight into fourth or fifth? Because I used to go from first into second, into third, or can I just scooch into fourth?
Going up the gears, say you're joining a motorway and you're accelerating quite hard in, say, third gear to get the speed, you could go straight from third to fifth. Normally you go up through the gears. You can miss a gear out if you're going fast enough. But coming down is the one that you'd have been trained to go down to every gear.
You'd be
trained to brake fourth to third, brake third to second, brake fence. But we don't do that now. We just brake. We come off the gas, you brake on the brake pedal, we slow the car down, and we drop into the gear that's the right gear for the speed we're now going. So we can go from sixth to second or fourth to second is a normal one.
Got
down right in the fourth, down the second gear as you go along. And that's probably the biggest problem to have, because dads will teach their kids to do it the old way, because that's how they were taught.
The
reason is cars have changed. It's not that we've changed how we drive. In the old days, car brakes weren't very good, and engines are really easy to repair. But nowadays, brakes are very good, and engines are not easy or cheap to repair.
Got
that's the reason it's changed. The technology in the car is much better than it used to be nowadays.
This has been really interesting, Keith. Thank you very much for all of this. You sound like definitely the right guy to learn in a car with lovely stuff. But that's Keith Gambles there, who runs Wokingham Driving School. I've learned all sorts and slightly mugged my dad off during that chat as well. You're a rich girl.